Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of 1 John. We're over in the fourth chapter, and we looked at the first three verses in our most recent episode. In this, I had a little sidebar yesterday, but this is really, really, really important, folks, to understand what's being said in these first few verses. As a matter of fact, I'm probably just going to read here the first six verses or so to where you can hear what's being said, and we'll, you know, talk a little bit about it, maybe examine it a little more. But this is all about how we live life in these corporeal bodies where we are, and yet knowing that we are in a battle. A battle is often referred to as a spiritual battle. So listen to what's being said here. This is 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Verse 2. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. Verse 3. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it already is in the world. Verse 4. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Verse 5. They are from the world. Therefore, they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. Verse 6. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Man, that's the end of verse 6 there. If you really take this to heart, if you really read this and spend some time on this and meditate on this, then the Lord is going to empower you. If you're a true believer, He's going to give you insight to things that will be very, very, very helpful in this day in which we live. I mean, literally, right before we gathered together for this time, I ran across a couple of news accounts and news articles. As a matter of fact, I think I can link two of them in the little notes part of the podcast. I'll try to do that, one in particular. But we live in a time when literally this has happened in Scotland, that a young teenage boy has been expelled from his school because the boy says that there's only two genders. He says there's only male and female. And he's being kicked out of his school for that. And you say, well, there's nothing really new about that. Well, no, you're absolutely right. There's nothing new about that. And that's the sad thing. At this point, the explanation was, well, the curriculum has now become totally inclusive of alphabet people. And therefore, you're going against what the authority says. And you cannot go against what the authority says. If you go against what the authority says, then therefore, and they use the word authority, you will be expelled. It matters not what the truth is, okay? But in a more really interesting way, we actually have a presidential candidate. I'm not going to get into names lest my YouTube channel gets a strike against it. We have a presidential candidate who is propagating a false gospel, much like what you see right here. And I will include this link right here to the article that you can read. And the article is really interesting in the way that it's written, because it talks about how, and described as a New Age author, and how she has drawn her insight from what they call an esoteric kind of Bible. An esoteric kind of Bible. Then throughout the New York Times article, this writing is referred to as Scripture. It's called Scripture several times. So you see the lie from the get-go, you know. But when you read this, it's really interesting to see how somebody can get drawn into things so easily in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But it's something that we should not be surprised over, because we're told right here that many false prophets have gone out into the world. If there were many in the first century, how many are there now? There are multitudes now, okay, multitudes now that have gone out into the world. This is nothing to be feared. A lot of times people get very, very fearful over such. You should not, because in verse 4, what did it say? You are from God, little children, and have overcome them. Well, who's the them? Well, the them is every spirit that does not confess that Jesus is not from God. It is the spirit of the Antichrist. You have overcome those spirits. How is that? Because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. I dare say that we're very familiar with that verse. But are we familiar with the context? Are we familiar with what's being said here and the battle? With the presidential candidate, and if you've seen any of the excerpts from the initial, what they call debate, it's really not a debate proper, then you will have heard that the closing thing was, we just need to love. If we'll just love, then that will take care of everything. I hear that in the church. I hear that in church where people say, all we got to do is love. If we'll just love, then people will repent, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, they won't repent if they're not told the truth of what the scripture says. You cannot sit there and just love somebody and not tell them that your lifestyle is abhorrent before the Lord. That the Lord says you cannot sin and be of God. So, you know, what's he said here in 1 John so far? Okay. And so what you see is this presidential candidate and those like her, and there are many, many, many folks, draw the language, okay, the language of faith and the language of religion, for lack of a better term, and they create their own thing, okay? And it is a spirit that goes against Christ. But again, it's nothing that we are to be afraid of, because greater is he, the Lord himself, who dwells within us, than he who is in the world. And then he just tells us point blank in verse 5, they are of the world, therefore they speak as the world, and the world listens to them. Those who act this way, those who behave this way, they are of the world. They're not regenerated. They're not born again. And the world listens to them. And that's what happens. And so this particular presidential candidate has a high profile and has had one the last 20 or 30 years with between Southern California and New York, that type of thing, with Oprah Winfrey, okay, that type of thing. Has written a number of number one books, all based upon an esoteric Bible, all based upon a book that another lady received in a series of dreams, shall we say. This article sort of explains some of that. So they're of the world. The world will listen to them. But don't forget this, folks. We are from God, and the one who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. See, John wasn't really worried about whether somebody believed what he said or not. He said, if you're of God, then you'll listen to me, and you will know that what I'm saying is truth. If you're not of God, you're not going to listen to me. But we know, by this we know, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. What's the spirit of truth and what is the spirit of error? Anyone who knows God will listen to those who speak of the things of God. If it's not about God and what the scripture reveals about God, then it's a spirit of error. If someone rejects you and you know you're of God and they're rejecting the truth, then they are a spirit of error. Some really important things here for us, folks, to understand, not from just a sense of personal upbuilding exhortation, which is important, but these are truths right here which will change people's lives and protect them and keep them from going the wrong way. Again, 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Read that sometime today before you recline upon your night bed, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. As always, pass word about our gathering right here. Show folks how to get on the podcast. I'll see you again next time.